From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast that looks at words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, One Thing Leads to Another.
Hey, Ed, how's it going?
Great, Brenda. I got to see that new Elizabeth, the Golden Age film last night.
Really? How was it?
It was great. Fantastic. It's the penultimate film of the year.
Wait a minute. The penultimate film of the year? That's probably supposed to sound like a compliment, but it's not. Sometimes in writing and speaking, we run out of adjectives to describe things that are really great. When we've used synonyms for most and best and greatest often enough, it's hard to convey that next layer of awesomeness without ratcheting it up a notch. So we dip into the reservoir of overused adjectives like brilliant and awesome, and strapped for something to intensify those words, we sometimes just put a in front of them. But using that formula is rather inappropriate in the majority of situations. It's the literary equivalent of
this one goes to 11.
The word penultimate as a slang word seems to have worked its way into common parlance thanks to the slang use of the word ultimate.
We caught some ultimate waves off Santa Monica yesterday.
I tried the new health shake at the club last week. It's the ultimate.
Did you see the game last night? It was ultimate.
As a slang term, ultimate means cool rather than its proper meaning, last. So the hipster logic concludes that if ultimate means cool, then penultimate must mean super cool. If only that were so. Penultimate actually means second to last. The word is derived from penult, which on its own means the second to last syllable in a word. Used correctly, penultimate works best in circumstances that describe an order of things.
Julie's penultimate move completely isolated my king, and it determined that she would win the chess game. How droll.
The penultimate chapter in the final Harry Potter book answered a lot of my questions.
Despite my lack of training, I was the penultimate finisher at the marathon. At least I wasn't dead last.
So in describing something as the penultimate film of the year, one would hope that it's not, say, July. Or the ultimate film of the year is really worth the wait. For a written version of this episode, visit minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan, the Grammatis Personae players. Special thanks this week to Watford native Kevin Middleton.
This one goes to 11.
Our editor is Jen Hauck. She also wrote this week's episode. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Technical assistance by Mark Hintz and Melinda Driscoll. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.